This is the brief on the forensic analysis of GTA 6 Wanted levels. Rockstar's new Rage 9 engine has completely dismantled the arcade-style police chases we're used to, replacing them with a terrifyingly realistic, interconnected law enforcement simulation in Leonida. So how exactly does this new system hunt you down? First, we've got the Rage 9 physical precinct dispatch. Say goodbye to police cruisers magically teleporting out of thin air, because now they have to physically deploy from actual precincts. This means savvy players can literally orchestrate real-world traffic gridlocks to delay backup. Second, you've got to beat the five-pillar forensic keyed array. The cops are now tracking facial geometry, cell phone telemetry, CCTV footage, ANPR license plates, and even wardrobe fingerprinting. It is a literal digital manhunt where every single camera and bystander is a threat. To break this social stealth net, you'll absolutely need to use your vehicle's trunk as a mobile wardrobe to swap outfits on the fly. Finally, prepare for the extreme endgame, the six-star National Guard escalation. Hitting six stars deploys heavy military tanks and snipers. And crucially, running to a safe house no longer magically resets your wanted level. Nope, it just triggers an armed SWAT breach right at your front door. Ultimately, surviving in Leonida is no longer just about flooring the gas pedal. It's a high-stakes intellectual duel against a relentless digital state. Head over to techandgame.com for the full tactical breakdown.